Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to another weekly episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, as always, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight is a special show, and several of our regular listeners, like Jill and Randy in Erie, PA, are as excited about this one as I am. I'll be featuring songs from one of my favorite genres, swing revival, which rose from the West Coast in the late 80s and added a touch of rock and roll to the great music that came out of the big band era of the 30s and 40s. Swing revival was also influenced by vocal jazz, rockabilly, boogie-woogie, and jump blues from the 40s and 50s. It is sometimes labeled as retro swing or neo swing. And I've loved this swing revival since the first live band that I saw playing it. That was in the early 90s at the Coffee Pot in Roanoke, Virginia. And this is the band. They're called Eight to the Bar.
A real sad
somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere wait for me. My lover stands on golden sand. She watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. Well, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing. Well, it's far beyond a star, and it's clear beyond the moon. And I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. And we'll meet unknown, we'll meet beyond the shore, and we'll kiss just as before.
go. I just got hit.
That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy with You and Me in a Bottle Makes Three. The band and that song were featured in a scene at the historic Brown Derby in L.A. in the Jon Favreau movie Swingers from 1996. The film's popularity put the swing revival genre in the spotlight and opened a door for other bands to find success. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy started out in L.A. in 1989 and remarkably still has all of its original members. They're one of my favorite bands, and I've seen them 9 times. The last was their Christmas show this past December. I have videos of that performance on my YouTube channel, TCC77. Before that was Royal Crown Review, who, along with BBVD, are considered the pioneers of swing revival. This Southern California band gave us a cool cover of Bobby Darin's Beyond the Sea. The original was recorded in 1958, and it's one of my favorite songs from that era. Incidentally, it was originally a French song that was translated for Darin. And we kicked off Rock This Town with Radio TC. Salute to Swing Revival with Eight to the Bar and Hey Sailor from their 2001 album of the same name. This Connecticut-based band actually predated Swing Revival when they formed in 1975. Their brand of 1940s jump and swing has entertained audiences all over the world. And you get an image of the Andrews Sisters when you're listening to them or watching them. Okay, let's move on to our next set. And we will start it with Cherry Poppin' Daddies in a song that is still getting airplay 25 years later.
Thank you. a Cadillac car, gold or diamond ring. I don't need champagne or caviar, but baby, let me tell you, there's just one thing. I need a big fine daddy. I need a big fine daddy. I need a big fine daddy. A big fine daddy in every way. They say it's what's inside that counts, and daddy, I think that's cool. Love's not measured by the ounce, baby, as a rule. I need a big fine daddy. Yeah. I need a big fine daddy. I need a big fine.
The rascal king behind the bars of the morning. legendary character. We're only there when only there. A hero of a hooligan. Well, that part's never clear. Quite a shame it's all the same. Who's dancing and who's to blame? Politics or just a game? Well,
that was the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones with Rascal King off their 1997 album, Let's Face It. The Boss Stones came together in 1983 in Boston as a punk ska band and found their greatest success infusing swing revival into their act. They released a total of 11 studio albums, but just 2 months ago, the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones announced that they were breaking up after 39 years. In the middle of the set was Leve Smith in a Red Hot Skillet Lickers, another Southern California swing band, in their song Big Fine Daddy from their 2000 album, Everybody's Talking About Miss Thing. The band mostly performs up and down the West Coast and is now based in San Francisco. And we opened the set with Cherry Poppin' Daddies in their 1997 hit, Zoot Suit Riot, from the album of the same name. The band started in 1989 in Eugene, Oregon, and three of the original members, including frontman Steve Perry, not the guy from Journey, have continued to tour and record. They released their 11th studio album in 2019. We're halfway point of our salute to swing revival here on Rock This Town Radio at TC, and it's a time to hear a word from our this week's sponsor.
According to a recent nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
Three leading independent research organizations asked this question of 113,597 doctors. What cigarette do you smoke, doctor? The brand named most was Camel. Now, you probably enjoy rich, full flavor and cool mildness in a cigarette just as much as doctors do. And that's why, if you're not a Camel smoker now, try a Camel on your T-zone. That's T for taste and T for throat. Your true proving ground for any cigarette. See if Camel's rich flavor of superbly blended choice tobaccos isn't extra delightful to your taste. See if Camel's cool mildness isn't in harmony with your throat. See if you too don't say Camels suit my T-zone to a T.
Now, who can argue with that many doctors? Moving on to set number three, this is Michael Andrew and Swinger Head.
My baby, he's the modest type. She don't go for fashion and all that hype. She's not a supermodel or a movie star. She's the lady with the big cigar.
Hip, hip!
She smokes some day and night.
Hip, hip!
She makes me feel alright. She's flirting with the fellas in the corner bar. She's the lady with the big cigar. My baby loves to swing. She jumps on the floor when I do my thing. She jams with the band playing rhythm guitar. She's the lady with the big cigar.
Hip, hip.
She smokes some day and light.
Hip, hip.
She makes me feel alright. She's flirting with the fellas in the corner bar. She is the lady with the big cigar. She won't take no for an answer. She knows just what she needs. And if you are a dancer, my baby My baby cuts big deals in her brand new vintage wheels. She's working the phone while she's driving her car. She's the lady with the big cigar.
Hey, hey.
She smokes some day and night.
Hey, hey.
She makes me feel alright. She's flirting with the fellas in the corner bar. She's the lady with the big cigar. She's working the phone while she's driving her car. She's the lady with the big cigar.
Hey, hey.
She smokes some day and light.
Hey, hey.
She makes me feel alright. She's flirting with the fellas in a corner bar. She is the lady with the big cigar.
I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going there fast. Tonight there ain't no future and there isn't a past. It's my time to play. Got no love for the blues. Understand what I'm saying, or you better get back. Got no time to wait, cause I'm one head cat.
Oh, yeah, my guitar hero, Brian Setzer, and his orchestra with a jacked-up version of In the Mood, derived from the legendary 1944 instrumental number by Glenn Miller Orchestra. I've seen Brian many times with the Stray Cats, his Rockabilly Riot group, and the Brian Setzer Orchestra. And I've been friends with his guitar tech since the mid-90s when we worked together. Brian's shows are always a highlight of my concert seasons, but sadly, in 2019, he developed tinnitus and has not been touring. Before Brian, we heard We Still Talk from the Canadian group Johnny Favorite Swing Orchestra, formed in 1996 in Halifax, Nova Scotia. They only had a four-year run before breaking up. But in that time, they were a popular touring band both in Canada and New England. When they debuted, they won a Juno Award, the Canadian equivalent to the Grammys, as Best New Group. Our first song of the set was Lady with a Big Cigar from Michael Andrew and Swingerhead from Orlando, Florida. The song was included on their 1997 album, She Could Be a Spy. Swingerhead was a side project for Michael Andrew, who has had great success as a guest singer for many orchestras across country and as a solo lounge type singer. We have reached the final swing revival set, and leading off are the Jive Aces.
My baby, sugar baby, nothing too good for my baby.
Nothing too good for my baby.
For my baby.
For my baby.
For my baby.
Sugar baby.
Sugar baby.
Nothing too good for my baby.
For my baby.
Let's go.
got a new girl today, and she suits me to a T. I gotta go right away, 'cause she's waiting there for me by the train. She is waiting, waiting for me to come round the corner. I gotta get going, Fred, 'cause today's the day I'm glad I'm not dead. We met on the avenue, I was nervous as could be. I didn't know what to do, 'cause she was smiling back at me on the curb. She was smiling, smiling at me like she knew me. I gotta get going, Fred, 'cause today's the day I'm glad I'm not dead. I declare today's not like the other days, living life in the same old forgetful ways. Spin the wheel and you see how your number plays coming round to me. I wanted to walk her home, and I hope that she'd agree never to be alone. So she's waiting there for me by the train. She is waiting, waiting for me to come round the corner. I gotta get going, Fred, 'cause today's the day I'm glad I'm not dead. Coming round to me. I wanted to walk her home, and I hope that she'd agree never to be alone. So she's waiting there for me by the train. She is waiting, waiting for me to come round the corner. I gotta get going, Fred, 'cause today's the day I'm glad I'm not dead.
Bump, bump, bump went
Okay, I'm a weenie. I love that song. That was Beantown Swing Orchestra and Jen Hirsch covering the classic Trolley song from the 1944 musical Meet Me in St. Louis, which was sung by Judy Garland in the movie. A couple of weeks ago, Carl and I had a podcast featuring unknown and underappreciated female singers for Women's History Month, and I included Jen Hirsch as one of my choices. The Beantown Swing Orchestra has a revolving cast of musicians and play throughout New England. Interestingly, they also have a tutoring program for Boston area school, grade school and middle school students, and teach big band and swing music using only instruments from that era. In the middle of the set, we heard Indigo Swing and Today's the Day I'm Glad I'm Not Dead. Catchy little title. From their 1997 album, All Aboard. They started in San Francisco in 1992, primarily as a dance music swing band. I saw them open for Brian Setzer in the late 90s, and they toured extensively with Brian in those days. Band broke up in 2000. And this set started with the Jive Aces, featuring guest singer Rebecca Grant and the Louis Prima song, Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, from their 2012 tribute album, King of the Swingers, a salute to Louis Prima. The Jive Aces are the UK's leading contribution to swing revival. Founded in 1989 in London, when the original members became friends, hanging out in jive and jazz clubs. They're considered one of the top swing bands in the world and tour extensively around the globe. Well, that's a wrap on our salute to swing revival genre. And I hope you enjoyed hearing something different other than a same old, same old. I'll be posting the set list immediately after I'm done on here, both on my Facebook page and on Rock This Town Radio TC page, in case you want to check out more from these groups. All right, it's time of the night when we move on to the birthdays coming up this week. A happy heavenly birthday to Doris Day, born on this day in 1924. The Que Sera Sera singer died in 2019 at the age of 95. Tony Orlando turned 79 today. Mike Ness, from one of my favorite bands, Social Distortion, is 60 today. And Sebastian Bach from Skid Row is 54. I worked with him. Great guy. Monday is Muddy Waters' birthday, born April 4th, 1913, died in 1983. Monday is also Barry Oakley's birthday, born in 1948. He was the original bass player for the Allman Brothers and died in a motorcycle accident at the age of 24 in 1972. The crash happened a year from the day that fellow bandmate and founder Dwayne Allman died in a motorcycle wreck just a few blocks away. A happy heavenly birthday to great Irish blues guitarist Gary Moore, who was born April 4th, 1952. He died in 2011. And Merle Haggard's birthday is on Wednesday, born in 1937. Merle passed away on his 79th birthday in 2016. And on Wednesday, loyal listener and great friend Randy Gorley is 50. Happy birthday, brother. Thursday marks Billie Holiday's birthday, born in 1915. Greatest female blues singer ever, died in 1959. And one of my favorite artists, John Oates, is 73 on Thursday. Janice Ian turns 71 on Thursday. Guitar great Steve Howe of Yes will be 75 on Friday. And a happy heavenly birthday to Carl Perkins on Saturday. Born in 1932, Paul McCartney had said, if there were no Carl Perkins, there would be no Beatles. Carl died in 1998. Okay, on to the birthday songs for this week. The second and third are from artists celebrating birthdays. But the first is going out to our loyal listener and great friend, Randy Gorley, who I mentioned will be celebrating his 50th birthday on Wednesday. Randy is from one of my favorite families in the town that I grew up in. I knew his parents, his brothers, and they were and are just wonderful people, equally wonderful friends. Two of Randy's brothers had a band back in Bradford, PA, from the mid-80s to the mid-90s, called Barfly. His brother Warren, lead guitar and lead singer, was a very close friend of mine for decades. Warren passed away September 14th, 2019, and has missed countless friends and family, including me. One of his other brothers, Jim, played in a band, played drums in a band. Shout out to Jim if he's listening. And another one of our friends, Bill Wixon, was on bass. Anyways, I found a Barfly song on YouTube. And as a little surprise, it'll be our first song in a birthday set. Again, happy birthday, Randy.
Thank you. come on out.
Pearl Jam live at Madison Square Garden in 2003, ending their show as they always do with Yellow Ledbetter and a great guitar solo from one of my top five favorite guitarists, Mike McCready, who will be 57 on Tuesday. Yellow Ledbetter was actually an outtake from Pearl Jam's debut album, 10, in 1991. They'd included it as a B-side for Jeremy. A year later, and the radio stations picked up on it, making it one of the most popular Pearl Jam songs on the air. Before Pearl Jam, The Strokes and lead guitarist and frontman Albert Hammond Jr. with Last Night from their 2001 album, Is This It? Albert Jr. will be 42 on Saturday. And as I said, we started it off with Barfly from Bradford, Pennsylvania, and their song, The More I Live, which is it's available for you to hear again on YouTube and Reverb Nation. Next week on Rock This Town Radio at TC, we'll be celebrating spring and shaking off the cabin fever with songs about sunshine and adventure. Then in 2 weeks, we will be toking it up with a special 420 show. Whether you partake or not, you'll hear some cool songs that celebrate all things cannabis. It's time again to throw a bone to our friend Carl and see what he has coming up on Deviant Legion Network this week. Did you do any chair dancing during the show, Carl?
Oh, absolutely. That was a great, great selection, man. The one thing I would say to the listeners is if you like the revival, please check out some of the originals from the 40s. Louis Jordan, Gene Krupa. Of course, we heard... In the Mood, Glenn Miller, but I grew up with that stuff. And
we heard Nothing's Too Good for My Baby from Louis Prima.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good stuff.
You know what's cool about that music, Carl? All those songs are only like 2 minutes, 45 seconds, 3 minutes, something like that, but there's so much packed into them. There's so much going on in those songs. The lyrics, the horns, the drums. It's incredible.
And the drive.
Stuff.
The drive of those songs.
Yep.
You know, they pack a lot of energy, a lot of punch in a small amount of time. And it's incredible. But as I said to the listeners, go check out some of the originals, man. They're great too. You know, so as far as what's coming up, first thing I want to say is you actually missed a birthday, and I'm very disappointed in you.
I know. Last week.
I know. So I actually talked to TC before the show on this. Barrett Hansen had his birthday yesterday. You may not know that name, but you certainly know his nom de plume, which would be Dr. Demento. So Dr. Demento is 81 years old as of yesterday. It is now 50 years since he started his radio show that was syndicated, first on the West Coast, then with Westwood One, and then with others after 2000. There is a Facebook page of Dr. Demento Fan Club, which he runs himself.
I find that incredible. I mean, you know, where he just comes right on and talks to people, and that's great. That's
so
amazing.
So, you know, the one thing about Dr. Demento is that he introduced so many people to, well, you know, we all know about Weird Al Yankovic, but would you believe he did a whole show after Frank Zappa died of nothing but Frank Zappa for 3 hours?
Wow.
Okay. He introduced people like Spike Jones, Benny Bell, Rusty Warren, Yogi Jorgensen, Sam Freeberg, Tom Lehrer, who are all my heroes. You know, and just the, you know, when I was growing up, I collected 45s and, you know, like They're Coming to Take Me Away and The Ballad of Irving and that. So he even went back that far and introduced people. So, you know, as far as novelty songs, as far as, you know, obscure and strange songs and funny songs, the man's a goddamn treasure. He seriously is.
He's the go-to. He introduced so many people. Not only introduced the performers, but introduced the audience to the performers. And a lot of people have him to thank for their careers. So What do you got for us, Carl?
So this is what I got, okay? So on Tuesday, which is the 5th at 8 p.m., we welcome back a regional filmmaker from Tampa, Joel Weinkoop. Joel is an absolute hoot. The man is a DIY god. He just put out his newest movie, The Craig Lawn Incident 3-Annihilation. He did that all during the quarantine. So what he would do is he would contact his friends, and they would film themselves, and he edited them in and so on and so forth, did the special effects himself on computer. The man is nuts, and I love him dearly. And his wife, Kathy, is going to be on with us too, hopefully. So that'll be a lot of fun. And on Wednesday, I get to introduce a whole new show to the Deviant Legion. We're going to welcome Doc and Groobeard, and they are going to have Doc and Groobeard's Graveyard Examiner. Now, Doc, you might know better as Eric Oberlin, who is one of our tech people. He is coming back, and his interest is 50s, you know, 40s and 50s old horror movies and science fiction films. Along with him, Groobeard, who is the alter ego of Joey Bento. Joey is a guest and runs the Haunted Barn up in Westchester County. And he also is a collector of movie memorabilia, and they should have a really good show. Then on the 8th, which is Friday, we have the Cathode Ray Mission. It's going to do a whole show on the animated TV series Samurai Jack. That's hosted by Adam Perenz. On the 9th, it's not posted yet in the episodes, but it will be tomorrow. We are doing basically April is humor month. So we're doing a commentary watch with John Killian and Rachel and myself on one of my favorite funny horror movies, The Stuff. And it's all about killer yogurt. And it's a friggin' hoot.
Yeah.
And that, of course, go ahead, TC.
No, that's all right. Killer yogurt.
No, seriously, I'm not joking. Written and directed by one of the great satirists that used horror movies as satire, and that's Larry Cohen. He did the It's Alive series, and he did Q. It's a lot of fun. And it stars Michael Moriarty and Danny Aiello and even Clara Peller, the Where's the Beef Girl, and Abe Vigoda is in it.
Oh wow!
I'm not joking, and it's a real takedown on consumerism. Yeah,
great.
So
well, cool, Carl.
So on the 13th, we're very very happy to welcome back author Joe Lansdale. If you do not know the name, Joe is a horror and mystery writer. He does the Happen Leonard series, which was made into a TV series on Sundance for 3 seasons. He also wrote the screenplay and the adaptation of Bubba Hotep and Incident on and Off of the Mountain Road for Master of Horror. He also wrote the book and the screenplay to Cold in July, a really good Texas noir. And he has a new book out called Born for Trouble, The Further Adventures of Happen Leonard. And he'll be joining us on the 13th and that'll be a lot of fun. That's going to be actually not at 8 o'clock. That's going to be at 12 noon our time, 11 o'clock his time. So cool. That's what we're doing.
All right.
And then the
you can
15th,
remind, you'll be reminding them next week of that again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Then on the 15th, Catholic Grade Mission is going to be doing a program on the films of Sergio Leone. So right now that's what we have up until the mid-month, but we got more coming. Trust me, there's a lot more coming.
Okay, cool.
And so just keep watching the Deviant Legion page, Blog Talk. Our website is almost up, and when it is, I'm going to trumpet that and jump up and down and go crazy. But
cool.
We're working hard, and we're even working on a YouTube channel too. So.
Cool.
You know, we got stuff coming, so
okay.
Just bear with us and keep listening. So back
well,
to you, TC.
Thank you very much, Carl, for that update, and thank you for listening. Thank you for getting me on this, too. Carl's the one that's responsible for me being in your ear holes every Sunday night. Okay, you can find all those great podcasts right here on Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episode archives whenever it works for you. Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert footage that I've shot at rock shows around the country. TCC77 on YouTube. If you like what you heard tonight, you can check out some Big Bad Booty Daddy videos on there that I shot last December. And please keep Ukraine in your thoughts. Country and its people, if you're into that sort of thing. On behalf of Cuddles the Cat, I'm TC Clark, and I hope that you had as much fun as I did tonight, and you have a great rockin' week. As us cool cats and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy say, so long, farewell, goodbye.
Bye so long.